WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Today marks the centennial anniversary of America's entry into World War I.
Texas A&M President Michael Young has issued a proclamation remembering the centennial. 300 Aggie students, staff, and faculty enlisted in the Great War, and more than 50 lost their lives. They're honored at the Westgate Memorial, a monument in front of the Corps of Cadets Arches, and the tree-filled living memorial that surrounds Simpson Drill Field. The campus served as a training camp for more than 4,000 Army personnel, along with hosting the Signal Corps School of Meteorology, the only one of its kind among allied nations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In addition to the proclamation, there is a special ceremony today in Austin. Texas A&M University officials and library staff will be on hand to accept two flags honoring the Aggies who served during the war.
These two flags that are coming back are going to have approximately 2,200 blue stars for Aggies who served during World War I, and 55 gold stars that represent Aggies who gave their lives during the conflict.
University archivist Greg Bailey says the flags were created in 1929 and are smaller versions of the 1918 original, which is stored in the Cushing Memorial Library on campus. After the ceremony, the flags will return to College Station after almost 90 years. A Bryan man is admitted to driving while intoxicated for the third time. 30-year-old Alejandro Areola was sentenced to 6 years in prison for driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.238, which is almost three times the legal limit, along with being under the influence of cocaine. In March of last year, Areola was involved in a crash that involved three other vehicles, resulting in injuries of two people. Oversight of the Hearn School District is changing. While the Associated Press reports the Texas Education Agency is appointing a board of managers, the Hearn superintendent tells the Eagle they're appealing the state's decision. Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath says Hearn superintendent and board members are failing to work together and they have violated state and agency rules. Morath says board members have circumvented the board and taken action on their own and have operated a business office that lacked internal controls. The Texas House takes up its version of the next two-year budget today. Representative John Rainey of Bryan, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, expects another long one.
It'll start at 10 a.m. and go till we're through. This is on the floor.
And how long is that going to be? What's the over and under on that?
Well, I don't know, but I'm estimating somewhere around 4 a.m. on Friday morning we'll complete.
Rainey says they have 402 amendments to consider. Another attempt could be made before the end of the week in the U.S. House to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Several of us have gotten the ear of our leadership and said, look, we don't need to come home until we can get something done with this.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's been in meetings this week with the vice president and members of the Republican Study Committee to get moderates and members of the Freedom Caucus on board.
One of the challenges with the Freedom Caucus, they've taken a blood oath among each other that nobody will agree to do anything until they've talked among themselves. I can't do that. My voting card belongs to our constituents, and so I need to rely on what my constituents say versus the majority of another group.
Flores, speaking on the Infomaniac, says they're proposing a $115 billion fund for states to help cover those with pre-existing conditions, which should reduce costs for everyone. The state senator who authored legislation to freeze tuition rates at state universities now wants to do away with the 10% automatic admissions rule at the University of Texas.
The Senate Higher Ed Committee rolled out the bill to end the practice of accepting all those who finish in the top 10% of their high schools. The bill was authored by State Senator Kel Seliger.
There was a time when something like this, I think, was necessary, given history of access to higher education and diversity in the state of Texas.
University of Texas at Austin President Greg Fenves sees this as an opportunity to expand diversity.
And this loan factor misses the richness and the educational and life experiences that often get in the way of one's class rank.
A committee vote is expected next week. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Three Brazos Valley locations of Payless shoe stores will remain open while more than 60 locations around Texas and more than 400 around the world are closing. That's the result of Payless filing a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The Kansas-based company plans to reduce its debt by almost 50% and take advantage of up to $385 million in new financing to keep its remaining 4,000 stores in 30 countries operating, including College Station, Bryan, and Brenham. The store closing list is online at WTAW.com. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 49 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on Karastan carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
8:11, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will produce some nice weather over the region over the next 3 days as it drifts across the area. Right now it's centered to the west of Austin and extends into Arizona. It'll keep us sunny today. Temperatures will be 75 to 80. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy with lows somewhere between 45 and 50. Sunshine tomorrow, highs 75 to 80 degrees. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny Saturday with highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you can find videos of just about anything out there. Video clip shows what happens when a motorcycle hits a mattress at 50 miles an hour. Yeah, no kidding. Apparently what happened is in this real-life incident in Brisbane, Australia, a mattress fell off the back of a pickup truck, landed right in front of the biker. Miraculously, instead of causing serious injury or death, it ended up breaking the guy's fall.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Aaron Wood, who's the biker, said, "I thought I was a goner for sure.
Yeah.
Been riding for 20 years, never had something like this happen before." Police were able to identify the driver of the pickup truck using surveillance footage.
Yikes.
The driver now faces some serious fines for not strapping down the mattress.
Yeah, that's strange because at 50 miles an hour, I mean, even a mattress isn't as soft as it seems.
No,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Speaking of videos out there, someone going back to our Post-it note discussion said there's a Facebook video out there of a car illegally parked in a handicap space and people completely covered it with blue Post-its and a white handicap logo.
Ooh, very good. I like that.
I've seen cars. I mean, back like in high school, like pranks and stuff. I've seen cars covered in Post-it notes.
Sure.
It's pretty funny.
Okay. Now, yeah, when I was last time I went to New York, we were walking around, I think, in Soho and found a tapioca. No, a
bubble
a
tea.
No, a rice. No, a rice pudding. That was it. It was pudding restaurant.
Oh,
that's all they had.
Just rice pudding.
Just rice pudding.
See, in New York, you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can.
Because people will go.
They will.
Rice pudding lovers.
Now they've got an avocado bar in Brooklyn.
Ooh, I'd go to that.
Okay. Three friends from Italy are opening the Avocadoria. they are saying it is the world's first avocado bar. As soon as the stand opens at Brooklyn's Industry Street on April the 7th, so that's tomorrow.
Ooh.
Diners can choose from a menu featuring toasts, smoothies, salads, and bowls, and special other things with avocado.
Talk about a pricey food in a pricey city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't. Well, let's see. It says for now, basic toasts and smoothies start at $7.
Okay.
And all orders are to go, so you can't really eat there.
Oh, okay. Well, probably, you know, rent is so high that they probably don't need a lot of space when they just have avocado.
I love avocado.
Me too.
So good.
Yeah, it's, well, but the thing, and I guess that's the deal, is how do you use it? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
We got guacamole, got that, and But, I mean, do you flavor it? Do you just slice it up and eat it in a salad or next to something else?
Yeah, usually I use it as, like, an addition to I do a lot of stuff in bowls, like just mixing a lot of things together.
Yep, right.
So, or on a salad, I'll definitely do it that way, too. I can also eat them by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just sprinkle a little salt on top.
A little salt, yeah. It's always good, too, to, you know, it's a good replacement. If, for instance, if you are somebody who enjoys putting mayo on your sandwiches like that, but you mainly do it for the moisture, you know, to make the sandwich, you know, moist like that, then it's good to use avocado instead of mayo because it's better for you.
It's better fat.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more expensive.
It is a lot more expensive.
It is.
And it's difficult. One thing I found with trying to eat avocados is it's hard to buy them and eat them before they go bad.
Well, that's...
Oh, see, I'm usually okay with eating them quickly enough.
Hello?
You don't have to go that far for avocado. That red food truck on Walton has a barbecue stuffed avocado.
Ooh,
oh, my gosh.
So
really?
Good.
He smokes the avocado and then stuffs it with barbecue. I think he calls it a barbacado.
Okay. Oh, man.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Okay.
That sounds
amazing. I've seen that barbecue truck, and I've heard he grills pineapple, too.
Is that right?
Y'all, it is so tasty. I don't know what his hours are, but it's real good.
And he's at, where is he?
It's right there at Walton in Texas, across from the main entrance of campus.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've
seen
it there
over there.
Yep. All right. Avocados, and that probably works. That probably works, barbecued beef and avocados.
The other thing about this restaurant in New York or in Brooklyn is if they're not doing anything that requires a lot of heat, I mean, if all they need to do is toast some bread, that's another way to kind of save space on, like, kitchen
areas. Good point.
Yep,
that's true.
Know,
that's
if they just mentioned smoothies and toast for now, but if they start, like, deep frying them, then you've got another issue. Mm.
See, and generally, if I go to the store in the evening, I don't have much luck in getting good avocados.
Yeah,
then
it really depends on the season too.
Yeah, and been picked through.
And I feel like if they're super hard, it takes a really long time for them to get to where you can eat them.
Yep, that's true. I think the last ones we kept in the refrigerator for about a week, and they were still fine after that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so I think there are a lot of people who are decently tolerant, okay?
All right.
Then there are some that are openly hostile, but mostly we're just in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the guy who did the GoFundMe campaign last week? He's 30 years old. He's from Atlanta. His name is William Oliver, not the one that works here. he started a GoFundMe campaign last week to raise money to buy an engagement ring for his girlfriend.
I literally just talked about this over on Peace, I had to hold my tongue a little bit because I was on Peace 107, our Christian family radio station.
Right.
But they brought it up as well, and that's the first I had heard of it, but I'm glad we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, this is his justification. Quote, "Money for the engagement is your chance to get involved. I've heard everything from I love y'all to you need to put a ring on it." So that's his quote. So basically, he says that since people supported their relationship, he wants them to pitch in to buy this, again, $15,000 engagement.
So he's basically saying, you guys want us to get married so bad, so why don't you buy the ring?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I would be so embarrassed if I was his fiance or girlfriend.
Yep.
So embarrassed.
He says several times in his post that he needs to, quote, get it trending, unquote.
Ugh.
So there you are. I don't know what it is.
I do not like this person.
Yeah, he's raised less than $600, I believe.
I can't believe he's even raised that much.
I know.
Stop giving him money.
I would agree.
It yourself.
Well, yeah, buy it yourself. Or if it's, you know, if you love her that much and she loves you that much back, you don't need a $15,000 engagement ring.
Yeah.
That's not the point of the ring.
And where's the logic? I mean,
exactly.
Where did he think that this made sense in any way?
This will be a good idea. Yeah.
Well, he's raised almost $600.
Yeah, I guess so. And I guess that's his money to do with as he pleases, huh?
I think so. If you just start a I'm still kind of, these GoFundMe accounts are crazy. I love the idea behind charities and for people who are going through tragedy and like giving back to good causes and whatnot. But for anyone to just start one and take people's money, I mean, I guess it's the people who are giving them the money. They're the idiots, but It seems crazy that someone can just start an account and just receive money like that.
It works well for things like over on our sister station, Mavericks got that Kiss the Pig contest going on, and they've got GoFundMe pages. You can vote for Mel to Kiss the Pig. But for just regular people to use it for everyday expenses,
yeah,
I think
that's weird.
That's the wrong application.
Yep. All right, so there we go. And I don't know. I doubt that we'll mention it again. Certainly, I hope he doesn't get any kind of funding. All right, yeah. So after years of trying to get the NFL to overturn the marijuana policy, the National Football League Players Association might finally have somebody in their corner about this. Have you seen this?
I haven't.
No. Jerry Jones.
Stop.
Really?
According to Pro Football Talk, Jones and the NFL's 31 owners had a private meeting at their annual get-together in Phoenix last week. And during that private meeting, Jones told the other owners that he wants the NFL to drop its prohibition of marijuana use.
Just lighten up, man. It's a fun game. We're out here to have fun.
Now, and he is a very influential owner. He's a very successful owner. I mean, he makes a lot of money.
Owner, yeah,
exactly. Despite the fact that Jones wants the marijuana policy to change, apparently he was reminded by his fellow owners that a change won't be coming anytime soon because it's something that would have to be collectively bargained.
Yeah.
So they got to go through.
And if you get rid of it in the NFL, does that mean you can start getting rid of it in other professions?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, Captain Botox to the rescue.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. He has a really, really big grin and not many wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
So just
you can
saying.
Really see his eyes.
I'm yeah. Pretty sure that touching a sleeping tiger is worse than touching one that's awake. Okay, right?
Wait, what? Touching a sleeping tiger is worse than touching one awake?
Well, if they're awake, they see you coming.
I was going to say.
Matthew Swearingen, 34, climbed the fence at the tiger enclosure at the Denver Zoo in an attempt to pet a sleeping cat. Thankfully, he never made it. He's cited with criminal trespass. Sounds like it should be criminal stupidity as well. In what world do you think, I'll just do that?
That sounds like a good idea.
It'll be just fine. YouTube TV has been switched on in 5 cities in U.S. America. For $35 a month, you and 5 other users can view 40 broadcast and cable channels. The new feature, available on both mobile and desktop in New York, L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, and Philadelphia. A few of the confirmed channels include ABC, CBS, ESPN, FX, Disney. I don't know what it means, 5 other users. I guess you can have that
you
many
can share
people
an
on
account.
Your
yeah.
account. Yeah. YouTube TV also includes a pretty neat cloud-based DVR feature that lets users record as many shows as they want and keep them for up to 9 months. If you want to watch YouTube TV on an actual TV, you'll need to purchase the Chromecast streaming device. The company did say it would support some streaming devices later this year. The Chromecast thing's pretty cool. I got one of those.
I hope that works out for YouTube also, because one thing that's awesome about these streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, and if this YouTube thing works out, is the original programming. And it adds a really cool competition between them to make sure those shows are the best, because those are your incentives to buy those specific streaming services, you know. And so I really like the fact that that kind of competition leads to high quality programming. And I've really enjoyed some of the Netflix and Hulu original series that have been out recently.
Yeah, I don't have Hulu, but the Netflix has had some pretty good ones. Last year, the NFL went to Twitter and allowed them to live stream 10 Thursday night games for a $10 million fee. This year, Amazon Prime has upped the ante, purchasing the rights for 10 live stream games for subscribers for a reported $50 million.
Wow.
Amazon will also have the rights to sell a handful of ads each game, but will also be using the slots to promote the other streaming offerings that it has.
It makes more sense to me for Amazon Prime to have it, because Twitter I just don't think of as a platform to watch live games or live events or anything of length for that matter.
I think they were trying to extend their brand.
Right.
I think
that
was the vehicle that they used. But that brings up, and we were talking about it last night, I mean, okay, I'm old. I'm not going to watch a game on my device that I hold in my hand. Now, if I can cast it, if I can throw it to my TV, then I might want to do that. But I can't think of a sporting event that I would want to watch on my screen.
Yeah, it's tough.
Even on a pad, I don't know that it's big enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So And again, I guess Amazon Fire. I guess Amazon has a device that they plug in,
like a Roku
or Chromecast, mm-hmm. that you can throw it to your TV. But I cannot imagine. I mean, I said,
the only thing is if you're traveling.
Right.
The only thing is if you're traveling, and then I can see you know, not wanting to miss the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that would really be it.
That's a bunch of money. That's $50 million that they've paid for that right. So I guess they have to believe that they will get people to the point where that's something that they would watch. Hello.
So are the Twitter broadcast commentators limited to 140 characters?
That might make it worth it.
That really could. They won't get in the way of the broadcast.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Twitter has launched a faster version of its mobile service aimed at people with sporadic connections or little data on their smartphone plans. The company calls the version Twitter Lite and says it will be aimed largely at users outside the U.S. Twitter Lite works through a web browser, not a standalone phone app. Analysts say Panera Bread's $7.5 billion takeover by JAB may trigger a wave of deals in the troubled restaurant sector, where operators are struggling to draw in customers and revenue is weakening. A Canaccord analyst says with restaurant operators facing a highly competitive market, it expects larger restaurant companies to continue taking over smaller ones. The Panera deal is the biggest of four restaurant takeovers announced so far this year. One of the largest U.S. trucking companies has raised $550 million in its initial public offering, an encouraging sign for a slumping freight market. Schneider National and some shareholders sold 29 million shares at $19 apiece, valuing the company at $3.3 billion. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mismatched smells. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Because we rely on our vision, it's easy to overlook our sense of smell. But according to University of Alaska biological anthropologist Kara Hoover, we have as many genes for olfaction as our closest primate relatives. We're just adapted to differently scented environments. And as modern humans, we've profoundly reshaped those environments.
We've domesticated ourselves. We've got advanced technologies. And there's some evidence suggests that the type of subsistence you practice, you know, horticulture versus industrial agriculture versus hunting and gathering, might be influencing ability to smell.
At a recent meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, Hoover warned that a mismatch between the environment we're adapted to and the hotter, stinkier world we live in today could lead to increased stress, poorer health, and wider socioeconomic disparities. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Have you ever sent a text message that you later regretted? Now there's a way to make it go away. Kim Gabando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Text messages are more than just quick thoughts sent around the world. Texts can incriminate or exonerate. They were designed to live forever, becoming part of the official record of our lives. Naturally, everyone has sent at least one text that we wish we could get back. And now you can. Both Apple and Android users can download a free app called YouMessenger. If you want to recall a text and erase it from the recipient's phone, simply tap Recall. You can also send self-destructing messages that will first appear and then disappear after a set time, from 3 seconds to as long as a week. There's even a breakup mode that lets you delete your entire messaging history with someone with a single tap. All the texts, photos, and videos you've ever sent, gone like the wind. Get the free app YouMessenger, along with all the tech news, updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
I can't. I'm stuck on hold with the stupid cable company trying to get another rate reduction.
Didn't you already do that?
I do it every 6 months. They just keep raising our rates. I'm done. It's time to cut the cable. With CableGone.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, endlessly waiting for customer service?
Your call is important to us.
Paying exorbitant bills, but getting fewer and fewer channels?
Please hold for the next available representative.
National radio host and USA Today columnist Kim Komando here. Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite channels for free. The solution? CableGone.com. Here's what the cable companies don't want you to know. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
Sure, let's go out for steak with all the money we saved with CableGone.com.
Learn more now at CableGone.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. Visit ercare24.com. Your care is our signature. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas House is scheduled to start working on its version of the state budget this morning. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says debate could go into tomorrow morning.
We only have 402 amendments. One member has 40-some.
Rainey expects the House will go to the state's savings account, also known as the Rainy Day Fund, to make ends meet. Also in Austin today, on the 100th anniversary of the United States entering World War I, Texas A&M officials will be given two flags honoring Aggie's service. For almost 90 years, the service flags have been in the care of the state archives. Texas A&M University archivist Greg Bailey says the flags, created in 1929, are smaller versions of the 1918 original, which is stored in the Cushing Memorial Library on A&M's campus.
Blue stars on them to represent those who served in the conflict on the white field, and then in the very center of that there are gold stars to represent those who gave their lives.
Bailey says each flag is approximately 2,200 blue stars for the Aggies who served during World War I and 55 gold stars for those who lost their lives. For the second time in a week, a Brazos County resident is headed to prison for drunk driving. The district attorney's office has announced 30-year-old Alejandro Areola of Bryan pleaded guilty to his third DWI and was sentenced to serve 6 years. Prosecutors say Areola's blood alcohol level was almost three times the legal limit, 0.238, and was also under the influence of cocaine. Management of the Hearn School District is being taken over by the state. According to the Associated Press, Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath says Hearn superintendent and board members are failing to work together and they have violated state and agency rules. The superintendent tells the Eagle they plan on appealing the state's decision to appoint a board of managers to replace the current board and administration. And the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is not dead. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says another attempt could be made before the end of this week following a meeting with members of the Republican Study Committee and the Vice President.
He has been working hard behind the scenes with the different groups within the House GOP to get this back on track. And working with our members, we collectively have come up with some pretty good ideas to help get some of the moderates back on board and also to improve the buy-in from the holdout group. Some of the members of the Freedom Caucus.
Flores, speaking on the Infomaniac, says he has been among those telling House leaders they should not leave Washington for April recess until health care is overhauled. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 48 degrees. Well, you can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
8:35, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will produce some nice weather over the region over the next 3 days as it drifts across the area. Right now it's centered to the west of Austin and extends into Arizona. It'll keep us sunny today. Temperatures will be 75 to 80. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy with lows somewhere between 45 and 50. Sunshine tomorrow, highs 75 to 80 degrees. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny Saturday with highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Let's head over to Austin. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. Did you get enough sleep last night?
Not exactly. We've got a long day today, and I had to lay out a bill at 7:30 in front of the Special Utility District Committee for the City of Marlin. So we're going to get everything out of this day.
I was explaining to the audience this morning that you and I have been in communication and that your day was going to start with a bill layout at 7:30. Now, you've got, 402 amendments, at least right now. We know that all of those may not be heard. But really, as a member, how deeply can you delve into some of these things, and how, I know your staff has got to help you on this stuff, but how do you comb through all this?
Well, we'll start with the Appropriations Committee and their subcommittee chairs. So those guys locked themselves in a room a couple nights ago at 5:30 p.m. and came out at 12:30 after each article reviewed every amendment for each article. And I had to office cross from Trent Ashby, who's our neighbor to the east, and will be probably most likely is chairman of Article 3, which is education. And he said it was brutal, but they've worked through every amendment. So I trust my colleagues that chair those articles and sub-articles and able to visit with them and make sure we're on program and we understand what's coming. And to your point, 402 amendments, if everybody got to talk about it for 10 minutes, you do the math, we'd still be here, I think, Monday morning. We'd miss the entire Masters. But I think we have some good news that some of the amendments have been pulled and will be pulled this morning. But it should be a long, we will see Friday morning on the floor.
Yep. Now, let's talk really about the mechanics, because clearly you can't stay on the floor the entire time. So how do members decide when they will be on the floor and when they won't be on the floor?
You know, that's a personal decision, one, two. This is when we rely on our desk mate a lot. Mm-hmm. So I share a desk with Chris Patty out of Marshall, Texas, good friend, good Aggie. Of course, you know, I've already mentioned two Aggies in this conversation this morning, but Chris and I will rotate to make sure we're there and be able to call each other in case we have a tough vote. But to your point, we're going to have to get off the floor, meet with a constituent, go to the restroom, and obviously eat something to maintain our protein so we can make it through the long night.
Sure.
And no telling how many cups of coffee.
There you go. Kyle Cassell joining us this morning from Austin, where the House will start their budget hearing this morning. Now, we're talking about $218 billion. There's some difference there between the House and the Senate. But, of course, the big question, the sticking issue, is rainy day fund. What's your feeling personally on using some of it, and what do you think the House is going to decide there?
Well, I think we've made that decision in the budget. We're going to put it in HB1 and use that. And we've talked to people around the state and our colleagues, and, you know, there's a need to make sure we cover expenses that we have from last session, and we need to cover it now. And that Economic Stabilization Fund was put there, like we talked about numerous times. It's somewhere wavering between 10 and 11 billion, and we're talking about using 2.5 of that to make the books right and not use any gimmicks in accounting. And I think that's the right thing to do. The big argument early in the month was whether we put it in HB1 or HB2, the supplemental, and everybody agrees it needs to be in HB1.
Sure.
From the House side.
Now, get ready to kick your shoes off, I guess, and relax a little bit. Now, is this all going to be on TV? Is it going to be streamed so we can watch it if we want to at 9 o'clock tonight decide to do that?
Absolutely, and I wish you'd tune in at 9 a.m. this morning. So we're gonna go on the floor here in about 20 minutes, and we'll get all our resolutions out of the way. And at 10 a.m., the speaker will bang the gavel, and we will start on the budget, and it will be some entertaining television.
All right, well, go earn that $16 a day or whatever it is you get there, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Scott, I look forward to being back in Brazos Valley in a couple, 30 hours.
There you go. All right, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate
thank you, my
that.
Friend.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
It's State Representative Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin, where they start tackling the budget in just a few minutes. All right, let's turn our attention locally. And Carolyn's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you so much.
What you got for us today?
We got such a great deal going on Saturday. Lots of stuff out at Aggieland Humane on Saturday, April the 8th from 11 to 3, 5359 Leonard Road for Aggieland Humane. We've got $25 health packages. Bring your dog in if they need a rabies exam, okay, a vaccination. We're going to do rabies and county tags for $25. Mm. Along with that, we'll do a heartworm test, and we'll do a DHPP vaccine. So that's a really good deal.
Yeah.
Rabies alone can run $25, mm-hmm. So that's a really good deal. And then also, we've got a name-your-own-price adoptions going on.
Oh, man.
For our cats and dogs.
Okay.
So it's going to have to be at least a dollar.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Can't go any lower than that.
Hey, we got bookkeeping and has to be done,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. But name your own price adoptions. And if you think about it, with our regular adoptions, we throw in a microchip that's worth $25. We do spay neuter. For us, it's $50. I mean, if you go to a private vet, it's going to be a whole lot more than that. We'll do the vaccine, that's usually $5, county tag for $15. So just adding that up, that's $95. Mm-hmm. So for name your own price. And on top of that, if it happens to be a pet that has heartworms,
uh-huh.
We usually do the first $250 on top of that.
Okay.
So, you know.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of fun.
Sure,
you know, just
sure.
come on out Let's get some of these dogs and cats adopted. Let's get some of your pets out there vaccinated, rabies, county tags. So if they do get out, they can get back to you.
Yep, it's a great bargain. Remember, and travel time for every place this weekend is important because it's going to be Parents Weekend. There's going to be a lot of folks here who don't know where they're going or how to get there. So they do need to think about that a little bit as they travel. But a great opportunity maybe for some students who are here, have mom and dad with them. They can go find that that forever friend.
Absolutely.
All right, if they want some more information, what do they do?
Website, AggielandHumane.org, 5359 Leonard Road, phone number 979-775-5755.
Great.
Come see us.
Thank you, Carolyn. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Humane Society every Thursday. It's time to talk City of Bryan, and Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
We're doing great, Scott. How are you today?
Great. You brought a guest with you?
I sure did. I have Miss Sandra Willis here from our Code Enforcement Division to remind you about different things going on now that the sun's out, grass is growing, things that you can take care of on your property.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
All right. It's that time of year. It's time to fix up, make sure your house, your place looks good, but you always got rules that need to be followed, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So what are y'all here to help us out with?
Well, just a quick reminder to everyone to be a good neighbor and mow your lawn. If it's at knee high, it's
mm-hmm.
too high.
Yes.
So make sure that you take care of maintenance out at your property and make sure you mow your lawns. Otherwise, the city will notify you and then take initiative in mowing that property.
And it's expensive. Y'all charge a lot of money for that, don't you? Huh?
We do. We bill you per square footage. So.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is if you know a circumstance, if you know that that neighbor is ill or whatever and they can't do it themselves, then be a good neighbor and help them out there. But at the same time, there are people who are neglectful. So I call it knock out your neighbor. But if they want to report violation, because you have a limited staff and you've got a large area. How many people, in fact, do you have in enforcement?
We have eight.
Yeah.
Eight individuals.
I don't know what that was. I can hear that in a hole. Anyway, but sometimes that's not enough, and especially this time of year, because once it starts raining and we have sunshine, the grass grows, and it's hard to kind of keep up on that kind of thing.
It is.
But if they want some more information on what the rules are so that they can abide by them, what do they do?
They can contact us at 979-209-5900, and we'll be happy to help them out in any way we can.
Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got for us today?
Sure. We want to remind everyone that beginning Monday, 29th Street from Briarcrest Drive to the College Station City Limit Line, the outside lanes will begin alternate lane closures because we're going to be overlaying those two outside lanes. Now, this will only be during business hours, Monday through Friday. We won't have these lanes closed during the weekend. But as you travel back and forth along East 29th, please be prepared to have one lane closed, just the outside lane. So that's supposed to happen from about April 10th until April 28th, weather permitting, and if everything goes smoothly. So it's only about 2 weeks, but still, it's 2 weeks that will impact you.
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. So the fun stuff, we've got First Friday tomorrow in downtown Bryan. But in addition to First Friday, we also have the Downtown Street and Art Fair on Saturday, April 8th, from 10 to 6. It takes place in the 200 block of West 26th Street in downtown Bryan. So this is an annual event with live music, hands-on art demonstrations, street performers, and for the first time ever, a steamroller printmaking contest.
Oh, boy.
So that should be interesting. Admission is free, and there will be kids' activities, so it's a great time for the whole family. So if you go to First Friday on Friday and then the Street and Art Fair on Saturday in downtown Bryan. Also, we still have a registration open for family campout. It is tomorrow, April 7th at 5 p.m. through 9 a.m. on April 8th at Austin's Colony Park. But you can register online at bryantx.gov. This is our annual event where you can watch a movie under the stars. And this year we're watching A Bug's Life.
Okay.
Yes. So it's a full camping experience. So go ahead and register. Save your campsite. And then also just a reminder, save the date for May 6th. That's the Bryan Animal Center's annual Pawpalooza event, which is our pet and health wellness event. So we'll have 100 free microchips, 100 free rabies vaccinations, as well as vendors on site selling everything from puppy dog clothes to leashes and whatnot to make sure that you can take care of your pet well. We'll also have adoptions that day. And in the meantime, if you're looking for your forever friend, you can stop by the Bryan Animal Center at 2207 Finfeather and also take a look at them online at bryantx.gov. So they're running a special right now through April 30th. Adoptions are $20. So all of this is posted online at bryantx.gov, and then we also share it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay. So, yeah, so you got nothing going on, right?
Not at all. Absolutely
it's
nothing.
It's a busy time.
Yes, it's
that
a
is
busy
for sure.
Time.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
You bet. We visit with the folks from the city of Bryan every Thursday. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Hey, Bryan College Station, do you want to promote team building and workplace wellness? Then join me, Charlie Lima, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Health and Wellness Committee, for the fourth annual Water Cooler 5K Fun Run and Walk, sponsored by Texas A&M University. This fun-filled event, the Water Cooler 5K Run and Walk, begins at 4 p.m. on Thursday, April 6th at Wolfpin Creek. Don't miss it. You can do it. To find out more, log on to bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
There you go. It's 8:47. What was going on out in the hall? My goodness, there were some loud people out there. And Louie's not even here yet, so I know it wasn't him. Hey, Audible Hearing Centers and WTAW want to help you hear clearly. We've partnered with the Audible Hearing Centers in Bryan so that a listener can win a complete hearing aid system. Just to go to WTAW.com. You can register right there. It's the Hear Clearly giveaway from Audible Hearing Centers, and we'll be giving that away soon. So WTAW.com for that. Researchers in the United Kingdom have developed a high-tech graphene filter that takes the salt out of seawater.
Oh.
This is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
CNN says this new development could be a real game changer in countries where access to safe, clean, drinkable water is severely limited. Graphene is an ultra-thin sheet of carbon atoms organized in a hexagonal lattice. It was first identified by the University of Manchester in 2002 and has since been hailed pretty much as a wonder material. The Manchester team has now used the graphene material, creating a sieve that can filter salt out of ocean water, leaving uncontaminated water behind. The discovery is a significant step forward for improving desalinization technology. It's important because boosting global access to water is critical. By 2025, 14% of the global population expected to suffer from water scarcity.
Wow, this is going to, like, save lives.
And, you know, well, and that's the thing that is so interesting. Anytime you hear somebody who makes an emotional argument about renewables and non-renewables, and when we start using up the non-renewables, then what in the world are we going to do? We must remember that technology moves us forward. We are doing things differently now than we did just a few years ago, and certainly differently than we did a century ago. And yes, we do add things to the atmosphere and to our world that might not have been around in that amount back then, but understand that we continue to make technological advances, too. Not saying you can solve all the problems, but getting really emotional about some of this stuff, not sure that you have to. Because we have things just like that that get introduced to it.
And there's new smart people being born every day.
You're right. Yep, and they have an opportunity to go learn that stuff, and so there. Two customers are suing the makers of Wise potato chips for allegedly filling the bags less than halfway.
What?
Now,
I've noticed this before.
Well, sure. Now, you have to have a certain amount of air in there.
So they don't break.
That's right. There's got to be some safety factors included in that. But that's also a way to, all you got to do is just change that little number down there where it says net weight, and then you can continue to use the bags that you've always used, and you put less product in here. But these two customers have filed a lawsuit, Wise Foods, for systematically leaving potato chip bags between 58% to 75% empty. 75% empty?
Wow.
The two say that they felt deceived, and they think that they're overpaying for the snack.
I'll say.
Okay.
You're only getting 25% of the bag.
Yeah. So just one thing to watch for. So a man in Pontiac, Michigan, tried to rob a PNC bank downtown in Pontiac, handed the teller a note demanding money and implying that he had a gun but did not show one. And so most banks tell their tellers just to comply with whatever the robber is asking for.
Right. Sure, don't be a hero.
Makes it safer for people. This teller took the note and simply walked away and didn't come back.
Nice.
And after about a minute, the guy got nervous and ran out of the bank. Now, police are still looking for him, but nobody was injured. And they're just, there you are.
Excuse me while I go take a potty break.
Sunday night season finale of The Walking Dead had its lowest ratings for a finale since season 2 back in 2012.
Oh. I've heard this.
Are we jumping the shark? What's happening here?
I think, you know, a lot of people say it was because of the first episode of this season's was very, very gory, and so some people jumped ship. I personally think if you're going to be watching a show about zombies, are you really concerned about the gore?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, right.
But
you know what you get.
In any case.
But wasn't the premiere, didn't they, like, kill off someone, too?
So maybe
people are just sick of it. They said they're already going to kill off, you know, two main characters in the first episode.
So did you watch it, Brad?
I watched that first episode, and then I didn't watch the rest. It wasn't because it was too gory. It was just I just kind of have lost interest in The Walking Dead. And I think that's really the main thing going on here. I think people are just kind of, they're over it.
Well, it's 7 seasons. I mean, how many new storylines are you going to be able to come up with?
Oh,
right.
And they're pulling inspiration from the graphic novel, you know, so there are a lot of stories they can tackle, but the problem is it moves so slowly over the season.
Like the zombies, right?
Yeah, okay.
Well, I understand. Variety reports also that part of the problem might have been some one-time programming that was out there, because you had the pay-per-view of WrestleMania. I mean, who would choose zombies over WrestleMania?
Yeah,
right?
Because that's true entertainment. The ACM Awards were going on CBS, and the season finale of Big Little Lies on HBO. So all of those probably helped to maybe take some of the audience away. But you have a good point. After 7 years, you're going, okay.
Yeah,
what more
exactly.
can you do?
Yeah.
Lots of viewers for the finale of March Madness, though. On Monday night, CBS viewership was up 21% over last year. and the third highest rating for the NCAA's men's basketball championship since 2005.
Wow.
Monday night, though, also was Dancing with the Stars. They got 10.3 million viewers, and The Voice had 9.8. Other shows in the top eight last week was, it was last week, NCIS, Big Bang Theory, Dancing with the Stars, ACM Awards, as mentioned, Bull, and The Voice.
All right.
Pitch Perfect. Either of y'all see this?
Yes.
I really enjoyed the first one. I haven't seen the second
one yet. Same. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I want to see the second. And they're coming out with a third one.
I know.
That's the word. That's why I'm wondering if you're not motivated enough to see
the second
one.
I don't know what it was. But, yeah, I haven't. But the first one was really good. It was really funny. And it's actually, the movies are shot on the campus of LSU.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And we're going to get 14 more Transformer movies. Michael Bay has already told us.
14?
There will be 14
more.
You are exaggerating.
Just letting you know. Nope. Made the announcement yesterday, so you got that going on.
It's the 2017 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show. Events and livestock shows begin Tuesday, April 4th, and end with the premium auction on the final day, Saturday, April 8th. The 61st Annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show at the Brazos County Expo Center. Sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, Texas Farm Bureau, Pegasus Optimization Managers, and WRI Tractors. For a full list of shows and times, visit bcyla.net.
What can inspire me?
Drive me. What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, about 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, hey, Kanye West can add another platinum record to the wall.
Oh, yeah?
And another first to his trophy case, The Life of Pablo has gone platinum.
All right.
I don't know what that means, but there you go. I thought I'd act like I knew what I was talking about.
You had me fooled.
Yeah, I don't think I even know a song by Kanye West.
Okay.
But, as you probably know, Disney's Finding Dory sequel is now the number one animated film of all time at the box office.
See, that's another
Shrek 2.
One. I loved Finding Nemo, but I still didn't go see Finding Dory
yet. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. And now DreamWorks is reportedly in the process of another Shrek movie.
Oh.
That'll be Shrek 27, so that'll be...
What? No.
It's five.
They're competing
five.
With
five.
The
They have that many others?
Yep.
Oh, I think I've only seen the first one.
The last one was Shrek for... Well, see?
I'm just not a good moviegoer.
Well, again, okay.
I liked the first one, though.
Right. Conceptually, what a great show.
Yeah.
That's fine. And you
but
go
But why
from
do you
that.
Have to keep...
Yeah. So there's going to be another one. The fourth film in the franchise was called Shrek Forever After.
Okay.
But the fifth one will reportedly be a reinvention of the franchise, whatever that means. I'm not sure. All right. If you like virtual reality and you like Nicolas Cage...
Huh.
Okay, you'll love this.
Okay.
Two app developers have created a bizarre virtual reality simulation showing what it would be like to be trapped inside a cage, forced to watch movies with Nicolas
Cage.
Wow.
And guess what it's called?
The Cage.
The Cage. Yes. There you go. Anyway, developed by these two mozons. You can view it on your VR headset or on a desktop computer. Oh, please, be that employee. Be that one that they've hired, and they walk in, and they watch you being in a cage. Watching Nicolas Cage.
I would love to do a bit of info later on about somebody who's been fired for watching a cage with a cage.
For sure. All right, forget your apples. An aspirin a day may keep the doctor away, but it may also reduce your chances of dying from cancer.
Huh.
According to a long-term study, regular aspirin use and different kinds of cancer. CNN said that the researchers at Massachusetts General and Harvard Medical School found that over a 32-year period, the risk of death overall was 7% lower for women, 11% for men who took aspirin regularly.
But next week you're going to come out and say that there's a right. study showing that aspirin causes another
will.
Kind of cancer.
But, you know, people have been taking baby aspirin for a long time, and we had that story on Something You Should Know, that it helps decrease inflammation, which
Correct.
Can really help a whole lot of things. So that's why this guy was
so does apple do cider
that.
Vinegar.
Yeah, there you go. Was that right?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Not going to do that one.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger tells Entertainment Weekly magazine that he will not star in Expendables 4.
Oh.
Okay. Well, was he maybe asked not to be in Expendables 4?
He didn't specify.
No. He said he won't be in the movie unless Sylvester Stallone is.
Oh,
good. So we can watch that. And finally today, what have your kids been doing? A set of quintuplets in Ohio have all been accepted to both Harvard and Yale.
Ugh.
Four brothers, seniors in high school, also got multiple offers from the Ivy League schools and Stanford and other places.
But do they have any friends?
That's exactly right.
I guess they don't need them. They've got each other.
That's exactly. So there you are.
What if the competition played into that, you know, between them?
Well, that's right. In Texas now, we're not going to do that 10% rule, apparently. So there. Now that'll give other people an opportunity to go to school. And after all, who makes all A's, right?
Right.
Regular students don't do that. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station.